The music label, whose roster includes Elton John, the Rolling Stones, and Lady Gaga, is pushing its latest act. Universal Music will soon release a CD by a group of Benedictine nuns from a secluded convent in southern France. The nuns from the Abbey of Our Lady of the Annunciation got the nod after an extensive talent search. The World's Jerry Hadden brings us today's global hit from the French village of Le Barreau.
It was a global search spanning some 70 countries. These are the voices of the winners. The nuns at the Abbey of Our Lady of the Annunciation chant like this 8 times a day, says the order's abbess.
The words have a very profound meaning that is coming from this sacred scripture. The singing in our daily lives is very important for us. It is our prayer.
The nuns live and pray in this mountain retreat outside Avignon, almost completely cut off from the outside world. The abbess says executives from Universal's Decca Records came looking for them, not the other way around.
Before starting the recording, we were a bit nervous. We were a bit afraid about what's going to happen to our cloister life. And so we confided this to St. Joseph in our prayer. If this is going to help people to pray, if this is going to help people to find God, if it's going to help them to find peace, go through with it, make this go through.
On a recent Sunday morning, several dozen people attend Mass. A young worshiper named Henry Dome slips outside with his 2 restless toddlers. He says he's proud that the nuns from his region were selected. He says we found out about the CD just a little while ago. A cousin of mine is a nun here, so the news quickly spread through our family, but we still don't know when the disc will come out. In November, if all goes well, but production has proven challenging. To clinch the deal, record execs had to pass the contracts for signature through an iron gate, and that's the most contact they've had with their black-clad clients, says Tom Lewis of Decca Records.
We had to give the cameras to the nuns because they had access to the more beautiful parts of the monastery, and they were making their own TV advert, they were making their own CD cover, and it was very interesting and different.
For the recording itself, engineers will be allowed into the convent to set up the gear, while the nuns wait in another room. They'll only come out to sing after the sound guys are gone. At the Dugène Café in the village of Le Barreau, a couple of locals named Yolande and Dani say they've always known the nuns' chants were something special.
Eh bien, on trouve que c'est très bien, d'une part pour Le Barreau, puis en plus, oui.
It's great for the village, Yolande says. The CD is bringing back great memories, adds Dani. We've been listening to the nuns since we were kids. This is a style of music that has something to say, compared to new music, like techno, which hurts my ears. Another sound these women don't like is the sound of too many tourists. Le Barreau is a quiet place, even in summer. That's a near miracle here in the well-trodden region of Provence. But these women say they don't think the Gregorian chants will draw floods of backpackers and camper vans. As for the chanting nuns, the most they're hoping for, besides spreading the word of God, is a little cash to support the convent. If the last major Gregorian chant CD is any measure, they'll do just fine. It was cut in Spain in the 1990s and sold some 16 million copies worldwide. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden in Le Barreau, France.